Well, good morning. Welcome to Perspectives on WFSU-FM. I'm Tom Flanagan. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving. And special thanks to Lynn Hatter for filling in so ably in the run-up to the holiday with her Perspectives program. I was trying to get everything ready for the holiday. We had some family in, and that was a real blast. And hope it was likewise a wonderful occasion for you. Hey, before we get underway, a reminder, you're always invited to be a part of the program via phone and email. Phone is 414-1234 local to Tallahassee. 800-926-8809 if it's long distance, and perspectives at WFSU.org. Of course, is that magical email address that will get your comment, your question, your concern winging to us cybernetically. Hey, were you a part of the Black Friday? I guess in some cases, Black Thursday madness this past week. Yeah, that's okay. You can admit it. I don't mind. Millions of us, of course, waited in line. We fought over a limited number of doorbuster specials, and we kind of prowled miles of aisles at the mall and the big box stores. And then we went online, didn't we? Yes, we did, to see if we could save a few bucks on one item or two. And after all that, there's always a very good chance that the treasured purchases we came up with will be the wrong size, the wrong color, maybe they won't have enough features, or something else that will make them real duds when it comes to the recipients that we were so, so anxious to have love our gift and by extension love us and all that kind of thing, right? Okay, well, there's got to be a better way. This morning on Perspectives, we'll give you an alternative, and it's called the Alternative Christmas Market. And I guess we should say Alternative Christmas Markets, because there are two. One this Saturday and Sunday at Tallahassee's John Wesley United Methodist Church. That's on Old St. Augustine Road. And the second Alternative Christmas Market will be held next week. That will be Friday evening, December 7th, Saturday morning, December 8th, at Christ Presbyterian Church on Bannerman Road. So with all of that as a lead-in, let's talk to some folks who are far more intimately connected with us than I could ever be. We talked to a professional shopper who is Lisa Foran. Alternative Christmas Market High Visibility Shopper, they called you, huh?
Yeah, that they did. We make a trek to the Alternative Market every Christmas after we finish up at market days. We go there and spend a couple of hours shopping. There's always interesting things.
Yeah, so you really are alternative all the way then, helping out the Tallahassee Museum out at the fairgrounds and turning around and coming back in to do the thing at the United Methodist Church then.
Yes.
Okay. Well, we talked about the United Methodist Church. We'll get to that in a moment. But also Christ Presbyterian Church out on Bannerman is having its Alternative Christmas Market next weekend. And we have the pastor from Christ Presbyterian, Danny Deathen, with us. Good to see you again, Danny.
Good morning, Tom. How are you?
It is wonderful to have you back, as it is Debbie Gibson, who is with the aforementioned John Wesley United Methodist Church. And thanks for coming in again, Danny.
It's always a pleasure to be here.
Okay. Well, since yours is the first of the two Alternative Christmas markets that will be held, that is coming up this Saturday and Sunday. What's the deal? What's going to be going on with them this year?
Well, we always have an interesting group of agencies that are available at the market. They're usually primarily local, but we also have some national and international groups there. And what they've done is they've taken their ministry and are their mission and their agency, and they've translated it into a shopping list. So you can stop by and see what agencies do. DeMayan Garden Project is one of my favorites. My sister is an avid gardener. So I often will give her a load of compost or seeds that she can plant in a garden. And what that means is I've actually donated the money to DeMayan. They'll use it to help a needy family plant a garden that will provide them with food. And my sister gets a card saying that in her honor, I have donated this gift to her through DeMayan. And so she'll get, you know, the satisfaction of knowing that something that has been done for her is also helping somebody else.
So it's this gift that works a multiplicity of ways. For the person who buys it on behalf of someone else, you get that satisfaction of knowing, gosh, this was a good cause, and that gift then actually goes to support some worthy kind of something,
right,
that's being done through an agency of some sort.
Right. Right. We say alternative shopping makes everybody feel good. You as the gift giver, the recipient, and certainly the needy family. that's going to get the gift.
All right. Now, the logistics here, and we'll repeat this a little bit later on, too, mm-hmm. so folks will go, oh, gosh, that's something we have to do or at least check mm-hmm. out or investigate mm-hmm. this weekend. At the church, when is it going on Saturday and Sunday?
Saturday, we are open from 9 o'clock in the morning until 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And Sunday, we open at 1, and again, we go until 4. So there's plenty of opportunity. We also have a website. 3 years ago when I retired, I had nothing better to do. So I came up with a website so that people can go online. If they aren't able to make the market, they can actually go online, see all the agencies are there, see their price list. They can download a shopping list from the web, fill it out, mail it to the church, and we'll write up the cards for them and get them back before Christmas.
Oh, how handy. What is that website, by the way?
It is Alternative Christmas Market. JWC for John Wesley Church .com.
Okay, not .org. Okay, and that's Alternative Christmas Market, all one word.
All one word.
Okay, we got that. Coming up next weekend, then, the action will shift out to Christ Presbyterian Church on Bannerman Road. And Pastor Danny, what's the situation there? By the way, how many agencies do you have lined up for that particular?
excuse me, we're between 30-35. And it's a great thing, one of the best things that I think we do as a church and just in general as a people. we walk into church, we all of our chairs are off to the side, and the sanctuary is just filled with agencies and nonprofits. And to me, that's what sanctuary is. That's what church is. And everybody working so hard to care for so many. And as Debbie said, it's just a great opportunity for us to support them in so many good pursuits. Whatever your faith tradition is, we can all agree that we are called to help others. And this is just a core way that we do that.
Okay. Lisa Foran, talk about your experiences here with Alternative Christmas Market, since you say this is kind of a regular part of your pre-holiday protocol, if you will. First, how did you find out about this stuff?
I think the original finding out was in the newspaper, and then a friend of mine who I worked with doing some adult literacy reading a few years ago told me about it. She's a member of the church, and she's gotten me involved in expanding and making sure I have a few friends that go along with me. So it's become a tradition.
And what kinds of things do you kind of gravitate towards when you go shopping at the Alternative Christmas Market? Or is it just a kind of a general thing? Oh, this looks cool. That's nice. What?
It's probably more specific in the sense that I have the list of people that I'm going to buy for, and it's not a really large list, but, you know, family members, friends in Miami. And then I try to decide what it is that they do, what their hobby is, what they like. A dear friend of mine in Miami loves to read, so I always gravitate towards things that have to do with reading with her and the literacy volunteers of Leon County. Her husband is now into buying and remodeling homes in his second career. So Habitat for Humanity, I'll buy boards or a bucket of nails, that kind of thing. I'm very into animals. My niece is too. She loves animals, so I always buy her something that has to do with a pet. Or, you know, I think a couple of years ago we bought heating pads for newly born animals out for the St. Francis Wildlife. And you know, it makes you feel good. And especially with my friends and older family members, we don't need more stuff. We have knickknacks. We have all kinds of things. And this helps someone else. But you also are acknowledging your friend that I care enough about you. I want to think about what you like and what you do. And I'm going to do something in your honor. And so far, the last 2 or 3 years I've done it, we have gotten, and even the friends that do it, we've all gotten positive feedback.
Oh, so it's not like, oh, I was hoping for that iPad.
Right. Yeah, that's true. And I mean, 1 year I got a goat and I was excited. I wish I could meet my goat, but I didn't.
Well, maybe they'll send you a letter like some of these other charitable things. You know, you will find out the status of your adopted goat as the years go on, you know, what they're doing and all that kind of thing. Debbie Gibson, there's a really interesting story about how all this got started. Can you share that with us?
26 years ago, John Davis was on the board of Heifer Project. And Heifer had created this idea. They've sort of been at the forefront of asking people to think about a different way to celebrate. I was on the board of Habitat at the time, and John was on the board of Heifer. So we decided we would begin a market for the people at John Wesley Church, encouraging them to think about whether they really needed more things. At the time, there was a concern about sort of the excessive commercialization of Christmas, whether it was really taking away from the spirit of the season. And I can say we've only gotten more so in 26 years. But it was an interesting market because John had 10 or 12 tables. He had one for goats, one for chicks, one for bees. I got one for Habitat, for Tallahassee Habitat, and one for International Habitat. So needless to say, John made most of the money that year. There's something about ducks and rabbits that are far more appealing than nails and hammers.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And for the folks who don't know what Heifer International is, that's a program that helps provide livestock to farming families in developing nations and places that really need it, right?
Well, actually, they even gift people here in the United States. I remember reading an article about probably 20 years ago about a boy that put himself through FAMU raising rabbits. So, yes, what they do is they gift a family with a breeding pair of livestock, some animal source that will not compete with the humans in that environment for food. And they teach them the animal husbandry, and then the family has to commit to pass on the first offspring of their breeding pair to another family. And so one of the beauties of Heifer Project is it's a gift that keeps on giving. Every family that's gifted ends up promising to gift another family. So you can actually start with a family and impact a village.
Oh, my gosh. It's like that great tradition on some Pacific islands where the gift kind of travels from island to island in a circular way and eventually gets back to the person who started it.
Yeah. And John has a wonderful testimony about that particular project. I'm not sure if you know the story, but he and his wife, Pat, have done several missions trips. And they were in Haiti and met a family that had been the recipient of a Heifer Project cow. And their younger daughter was actually quite a bit larger than their older daughter. The younger daughter had been able to grow up with milk through her entire lifetime, and so her growth had not been stunted.
Oh, my gosh, what a great story. More great stories on the way. We're talking about the Alternative Christmas Market, or markets, if you prefer. There are two of them, and that is our topic this week on Perspectives. 414-1234, 800-926-8809, perspectives at WFSU.org. Chestnuts roasting by an open fire, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We are into the holiday season. Gosh, it used to be, Thanksgiving was the tipping point or the kickoff for the shopping and the decorations and the endless holiday music at the mall or on commercial radio or whatever. And you become so sick of even some of the most beautiful holiday carols. It's really kind of a shame. But what we're talking about is something a little bit different, an alternative, if you will, the Alternative Christmas Markets, the first of which kicks off this Saturday and Sunday at John Wesley United Methodist Church here in Tallahassee, and then the following Friday and Saturday, the action shifts to Christ Presbyterian Church out on Bannerman Road. And we're talking to some folks that are involved with that, particularly Christ Presbyterian Pastor Danny Deeth. Your market is open now next Friday and Saturday, right?
Correct, yeah. 6 to 9 on Friday and then 8 to 1 on Saturday. And we'll have breakfast out there for everybody if you want to come out ahead of time and enjoy some of that first.
Oh, food. Okay. I'll be there. Beyond the menu offering there, how does your Alternative Christmas Market perhaps differentiate from Debbie Gibson and her gang over at John Wesley?
I think the concept is the same. The process is generally the same. It's just another opportunity in another part of town on another weekend if you can't get there the first time, or if you went and looked around and didn't have a chance to purchase, and this is a good second chance if you didn't get a chance to do that. But it really is a partnership, and we really are looking to accomplish the same goals.
Okay, so that's the same group then of agencies and organizations that will be making the transition, or you have some difference there?
Actually, they have some different agencies that end up participating out at Christ. And John Davis, as I spoke of earlier, helped them begin their market out there. And we've been doing collaborating on our publicity now for several years because the idea is to get people out. I think on your website, don't you have a list of your agencies
we do?
So people could go to the website at Christ Presbyterian Church and see which groups are different. I know the Kiwanis Club is out there with you.
Right.
Not Guardian Ad Litem, but the Office of Public Guardian. We have the child advocates at our market. They have the Guardian Ad Litem, the people that actually are working with the adults at their market. And then they have some specific church groups.
Yeah, we do. Some of our own church groups will throw up a table, and youth are out there trying to raise money as well.
Well, I was thinking the Carpenter's Footsteps.
Yep, Carpenter's Footsteps is a group that travels around the world, building churches and relationship. And they're based in our church, but they're not from our church. Just kind of a unique relationship. But they will be there. And there are some unique agencies that aren't at both. But again, the concept is the same in both.
Okay. And your time is Friday evening, Saturday morning next
That's
week.
Correct. That's correct.
Okay. And that's Friday evening, 6 to 9?
6 to 9, right. And then 8 to 1 on Saturday.
8 to 1 on Saturday. Okay. And that is the 7th and the 8th of December, folks. In case you miss the alternative Christmas market that's going on this Saturday and Sunday at John Wesley on Old St. Augustine Road. For the benefit of folks who are maybe just joining us, Lisa Foran is the kind of designated shopper person here today. How does that work? You come walking into either Danny or Debbie's place, and what happens? What do you see? What do you do?
When you walk in, and I believe in the past you all have, as an admission, donations of canned goods. I've seen in the past, but you don't have to bring something. But you go up to the table and you get some forms, and then you walk around. Each agency or group has a booth or a table that explains what their project is, who they are, and you walk around with different colored slips of pieces of paper that show what each agency is trying to promote or what their goal is. And the one that I have here is Literacy Volunteers of Leon County. So if I'm looking for something for my friend who loves to read, I could spend $13 and get a pocket dictionary and two children's books that they'll give to a family, or make a donation where tutor training and materials for a volunteer, and that's $20. I mean, nothing is expensive, but it really goes a long way. And once you go through and get all your gifts, you fill out a form that you've gotten when you walk in, and then you go next door and they add it up for you, and you can pay. And in the other room next door too, there are actually things that you can buy. If you want to buy something for somebody, like a bag of beans that I'm sure Debbie can tell you more about it. But we've bought the soup beans before, and have given that. So you're not just necessarily having to give somebody a card, but you can give them something they can put their hands on. Last year I bought a beautiful handmade scarf, kept it for myself.
Merry Christmas.
Yes, Merry Christmas, Lisa. And you can go next door, and then once you've paid for it, then you go next door to another room, and they will they'll fill out, give you cards that you can either fill out yourself, or you can have them, they do calligraphy there for you if you want. And then that's the card that you give to the person that they know what you've donated in their name.
Oh, okay. So on your behalf, I have purchased this gift, which will benefit someone else, but we both feel really good about it.
Right. I would write down under the description on the little pieces of paper, and each group has a different color piece of paper, and then when I usually go home and write my own, but we put who it's to and what I have gifted to you. And just say it's in your honor, I've bought a book or whatever.
That is that little shop that is next door, the fair trade items, all that kind of thing. What is that, Debbie? What do you find there?
Well, we knew that people might be uncomfortable with just a card. And so we started asking the agencies if they had things that they would like to sell. And we have people that bring in, as Lisa mentioned, Hope Street Missions. makes up bags of bean soup, and it's actually very delicious soup that they sell. Again, the money that they're making there is going to promote their project in Uganda. We have stuff from 10,000 Villages, which is our local nonprofit fair trade store. We have things from Serve, which is a catalog company that also promotes fair trade. Serve in 10,000 Villages have been around about the same amount of time. So we have beautiful handcrafted things from those two agencies that are supporting artisans in developing countries. So they're beautiful things that you can buy if you're not interested in using the alternative gift in that way.
Yeah, and it's certainly not the kind of thing that you would find in your typical big box store.
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
And I think the bag of beans, it's like $5, and it tells you on the little card that you can feed the family for a month. And I mean, that's just amazing that, you know, and then you give it to people and they cook the beans, and I've done it a couple of years and it's delicious.
Yeah. And there's such a great sense of something bigger than just us. And that's what our normal shopping experience, I think, is usually like, even when we're shopping for others. You know, there's local, there's national and global, international aspects of the markets. And it really does give you a bigger sense of being connected around the world. And you really do make a difference around the world. I mean, it's kind of corny to say that, but it's exactly what the case is.
Yeah, but you've also got the option then, depending on what agency you wish to gift or patronize, if you will, to help out situations right here in Tallahassee, Leon
County,
too.
Well, and one of the things that I've always valued about the market, you know, we don't raise a tremendous amount of money. We may raise $45,000 during a market, which is a lot of money will go towards doing a lot of good. But when you realize we have 30 agencies, nobody's making a ton of money. But it's the educational aspect. I've learned about more wonderful groups in Tallahassee through the market. I mean, Damayan is a good example. I had no idea there was a group. When she was talking about St. Francis, I guess I knew about them, but I didn't know about Treats, which is another of our groups. Treats actually raises money so that they can support spaying and neutering of our animals when people don't have enough money to afford that. So they do wonderful work. I've had people tell me that as people talk to them going around the market, they end up getting board members, people that become really intrigued by the mission. And we have new groups every year. I was just telling you that this year we've got the Community Carbon Fund, which is a wonderful group that is promoting creation stewardship and working in the community to do energy retrofits for nonprofits. So that they don't have to spend as much money on utilities and are able to spread their budgets, you know, in a more effective way to provide services. And in the meantime, we've captured that carbon, which is no longer going up. So it's a win all the way around. And Veterans Village is another group. We have a specific housing project right now that's part of the VA and Volunteers of America, and they are working with our homeless veterans to give them the support and the skills that they need to possibly move out and have a life that's different from the one they had on the streets.
You know, with the election less than a month past, we're still, I think, in a little bit of a political hangover situation where we're looking at any number of things through this politicized set of glasses, if you will. And I'm thinking of all the folks who were railing in the run-up to the election against, you know, overarching and overreaching government and big government and welfare and all that kind of thing. Is this not at least a way to move away from that kind of concept and making communities more responsible for themselves and for their own needs, where folks who have the resources come and voluntarily help out those organizations and groups that they have an affinity for, which means that there's less that local, state, national government has to do.
One of the slogans or mottos we use for the market is, you can honor those that have enough by sharing with those in need. You know, we most of us have enough. We don't need more things. You know, we may want more things, but we don't really need more things. And yet we know that we're surrounded in this community by people who are hit by the economic downturn, really having a hard time. And this may be one of the times that we can respond to that in a way that really supports these groups.
And the way that we can be the best stewards of what we have to care for others is to go through these agencies who have the focus. You know, they've all been vetted as far as, you know, we know that they're registered nonprofits, you know, and so all of these are agencies that focus in their particular area and are then by nature, they have to be good stewards of what they're given. And so by giving to and through these agencies, you know that it's your money is being spent as well as it can be.
And you're not just writing a check and it kind of disappears into this vast bureaucratic maw of some kind of charitable organization far, far away. These folks are right here in front of you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you see them around town. Again, one of the neat aspects, as Debbie alluded to, is you get to meet the folks who are there and who have given their life to their particular agency and organization. And folks are wonderful. And just to meet them and visit with them and to see their passion about the people or animals or gardens or what have you that they are passionate about is also very gratifying.
One of the things that some of the agencies do is actually have clients staff their booths. And then you get to hear from people whose lives have been changed because of their involvement with Habitat or their involvement with the shelter. I know a friend of mine often sits at the shelter booth, and he at one time was homeless, and he is no longer. So you get to hear that testimony about what a difference, you know, a hand up makes. When you're down and out.
We're talking about the alternative Christmas markets, two of them here in the Tallahassee area, one this weekend, which is at John Wesley United Methodist Church on Old St. Augustine Road, and the other next weekend, Friday evening and Saturday morning at Christ Presbyterian Church on Bannerman Road. 414-1234, the local number in Tallahassee, 800-926-8809. If it's long distance and perspectives at WFSU.org is the email address. What's your Christmas list looking like this year? Do you have any folks that maybe you are having a great deal of difficulty identifying a gift for? Our trained, highly qualified staff of gift consultants here on Perspectives might be able to give you a little, for instance, Lisa Foran, what's the most perplexing gift problem you had in the past that was solved at an alternative Christmas market event?
That's a good question. Probably for my mother-in-law. And she doesn't live here. She lives up north, and trying to find something rather than giving her a robe or slippers or, you know. And my husband's family had this habit that just drove me nuts, is they would make list out and then they'd go, here, get me this on the list, rather than you thinking about, you know, they knew what they were getting. And so I've been – part of this was trying to come up with a different – you know, something different, honoring that person. But, you know, if you want a pair of slippers, you can really go get your own slippers, that kind of thing. And the other thing I want to mention as a shopper, since I'm not involved with either of these churches, I got to – by going to the alternative Christmas markets, I've gotten to know what is in our community and what kind of places there are. I mean, you know about Heifer, and you hear about that, and you hear about the Guardian Ad Litem program, those kind of things. But there's some of the smaller groups that we've been able to donate to or been able to get involved with that I never would have known were existed. And one of them was the garden. Last year I bought some gardening equipment for a friend of mine, and she just thought that was the best. And they gave me in exchange some seeds.
Ah, oh my God. You're right. It is like a one-stop shop when it comes to agencies in the area, you know, charitable resources, that kind of thing that you might not even think of. You know, I try to stay kind of connected to a lot of this stuff, and every year when I go to the market, I find out about something new that I didn't realize existed before.
Right.
And it's that to me, you know, the joy of discovery. Oh, my gosh, you do this. How do you do it? You know, what people do you help with this particular thing? And how can other people help you?
And like you said, you're not just writing a check that's just going to be put in the mail and sent to somewhere. You actually have a say in what where your money is going, and you get the feeling in return that, you know, this is something I'm interested in and I can help.
Pastor Deeth, this is starting to sound a little bit like a holiday homily here.
preaching.
Yeah.
It'll work.
But it really – doesn't this get back to, I mean, the basis of what all of this is supposed to be about?
Absolutely. As Christians, and again, most faith traditions honor caring for others in the society. People who are in need really is at the core of most of the world's religions. And you know, I think as people we are innately programmed to care for those who are in need. And this brings us back. It flips the Black Friday, you know, feel. Not that, you know, shopping on Black Friday is wrong, and not that stuff in itself is wrong, but it flips that, what am I going to get? What am I going to go out and make the best deal on to? How can I really help somebody? How can I learn about some agencies and teach about some agencies? And it really is what I would see Christmas as being about, and honoring the birth of Christ from a Christian perspective. As the wise men brought their gifts, so too can we make gifts at the foot of the Christ child through these agencies.
And somehow I cannot imagine the Magi waiting in line all Thursday night to get in, you know, to get a deal on frankincense.
Right.
It just,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that I think we've always thought is that as we celebrate Christ's birth, it's been an interesting change in our celebrations in the United States. I don't think there's nearly the focus in other countries on this gift-giving thing and what am I getting.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at Christ's life and what he did, you know, what we're trying to do is honor his birth by continuing the work that he did through his life.
Yes, back to basics, if you will. The Alternative Christmas Market, our topic on perspectives today, 414-1234, 800-926-8809. We'll be right back. Yeah, could not believe when we finally reverted to the idea of beginning holiday shopping like in the middle of Thanksgiving. That used to be a sacrosanct time that, you know, you'd have the family together, even if you had a family member or yourself involved in the retail industry. You had that time off. And then things would go nuts as soon as you would head into the now Black Friday observance. But that I guess a threshold was crossed this year. So with online shopping, I mean, God, you can shop anytime, 3 a.m. and, you know, all that. That's why the Alternative Christmas Markets, which if you're just joining us on Perspectives, a really unique concept, although, as you said, Debbie Gibson, 26 years ago, it actually came to be at John Wesley United Methodist Church, the idea being to purchase a gift in the name of someone else, and a gift that in and of itself helps somebody, a third party,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, is really a neat connection there. And so the good feelings come to you and the person you have bought the gift for, although it's the recipient who really gets the tangible or the physical mm-hmm. benefit mm-hmm. from that. But we're talking churches and the faith traditions and all that. But you don't have to have a faith tradition to enjoy the Alternative Christmas Market, right?
You don't. We have several friends who are of Jewish faith that end up coming in to buy gifts that they will gift their family and friends during Hanukkah. But for it, you don't have to have any faith, actually, because it's what we're trying to do is ask people to consider how they celebrate, you know.
And what it really shows is a faith in humanity. And something that, again, I think is an innate part of who we are as people, to care for other people. Some of the agencies are faith-based, but many are not. And, you know, it doesn't really matter. The point is that they're caring for others. And that's what draws us all.
Yeah. A friend of mine who calls himself a devout secular humanist, if you will. And we have really great discussions about all kinds of stuff, you know, including religion and the lack thereof. But he makes a point that his particular way of looking at the world is very much based on helping other people. Mm-hmm. And he sees in some instances not so much of that in a lot of the traditional faiths, if you will, where the emphasis may be on other things rather than if you want to, you know, look at the New Testament, you know, Jesus was constantly giving to everyone he met.
Right. He was the gift himself.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So. Well, and he was meeting their needs. I think that's the thing that you find is when he would meet someone, it was finding out what it is in their life they needed to be needed to be met. And that's why it's so wonderful to shop at the market, because we have agencies that deal with everything from health care to pregnancy support to animal welfare. There's a little bit of something for anybody, I think, at the market.
Okay. Well, since it's up and coming, Lisa, and you said you were still working on your list, do you have any perplexing gift problems that you're hoping to solve this go around?
I really haven't given it a whole lot of thought. I like going and seeing the list. And then once I sit there and read the list of what each agency does, I narrow it down to four or five of the groups. And then when you read the list of what they offer, that's when most of the ideas come to me.
Yeah. I'm thinking particularly of my daughter right now. She is just so much into animals, like, you know, some of your relations.
Yes.
Are. So I presume that, when I pop in this weekend, there's going to be something that will have something to do with animals that I can buy a gift in her name.
There's at least two places I can think of, the St. Francis Wildlife and then Treats. And last year I bought my hairdresser, I bought her a gift of neutering a dog because she had a dog. She had just recently gotten a dog. So, and you feel like you're doing good, but you're also giving somebody something that they wouldn't go out and get themselves. Yeah. You know, they wouldn't think about it.
Yeah. And the Humane Society.
Yeah, Leon County Humane Society is there as well. Yeah. And one of the neat things, I can hear people out there thinking, well, you know, kids don't want a card. You know, they want something to play with. They want something to, that's a little more stuffy oriented. But one of the unique things you can do for a child is, again, like the adults, find out what they might be passionate about. If it's animals, I have two daughters, 9 and 5, and, you know, of course, they love animals. And one of the unique things you can do is to make a gift in their name to an agency and then figure out how to go visit that agency and perhaps volunteer at that agency. So it starts a relationship that can continue on. And it continues to teach, and you know, really, that card is just the introduction to what the gift that will keep on giving as you continue to build that relationship.
Yeah. Oh, and also helps out the organizations,
right,
too, because everybody needs volunteers.
Yeah. Well, and I think one of the things that is another aspect of the market is helping teach empathy and caring to children. You know, we have a lot of children that come in with their parents that are shopping. They may be shopping for an aunt or an uncle. They may be shopping for the teacher that is, you know, affecting their life so dramatically. But kids love walking around the market to find some special something. And we've always got something on every shopping list that's less than $5. So, you know, even if the child's spending their own money, there's something there that they can afford to get.
And that was my other question, too, that when you were talking about Heifer International, mm-hmm, you know, and helping to buy livestock, I'm thinking, my God, have you priced a pig lately? It's nuts.
Yep.
But it's not really that expensive.
Well, what happens if you're buying a piece of livestock is it may be broken down into shares. Some of the more expensive items, let's say a
water buffalo is
right.
Right.
Yeah.
You can buy a piece of an animal and for that crazy uncle or favorite in-law or not so favorite in-law, you don't have to tell them which part of the animal you bought for them.
Yeah, I know which part I'd like to buy for some people. I know. Let's go to the phones now at 414-1234. Nettie's on the line. Hi, Nettie. Thanks for calling.
Hi. Thank you for having us to be able to call today. I just want to thank God for the alternative Christmas market, which is over at the John Wesley Church, and I've been privileged to be a volunteer. I'm with Mothers in Crisis, and I just, you know, thank God for the support that we get from the community, but not only the community, but having that open door where we're able to go and, you know, to tell people about the good things that we do at Mothers in Crisis, but not only Mothers in Crisis, but all of the, you know, agencies that, you know, support people that are less fortunate and that need somebody who can be there. well, that, and it can give, you know, to the people. So I just want to say how much I'm blessed and humbled by that.
Okay, Nettie, will Mothers in Crisis be part of the John Wesley again this year?
Yes, we will.
Okay, well, we'll see you over there on Saturday, okay?
All right, well, I look forward to seeing you.
Thanks, Nettie. Really Thank appreciate you. The call.
Okay.
So, again, it's something that gives to agencies. Mothers in Crisis and other organizations in the community might not have the same kind of ability to connect with people. And how many folks usually come to this, by the way? Have any clue, Debbie?
It's over 500 or 600 that come through. We number our shopping list, and we don't know that everyone gets turned in. But generally, we have between 800 and 1,000 that go out every year.
So. Right. And so some folks are just coming in to see what this is and what it's about and check it out and kind of come and go. And so the exposure for the agencies, again, is a big part of this. And so you learn by going whether you buy anything or not.
Yeah. Well, one of my favorite things, I sit at the cashier's desk all day Saturday, so I see people as they come through. And then on Sunday, often newcomers to the market have come back. They go home and they think about it and they think, oh, wow, this is something I could give to. You know, a lot of us want to – I was listening to what
Lisa.
Lisa said, I'm sorry, that – you think about people that you wouldn't normally give a gift to, but you'd love to honor. And I think that's what people do. They go home and they think, oh, wow, I could do this for these people at work, or I could, you know, people that you might not be comfortable giving a gift to, but you really enjoy the idea of honoring them with a remembrance.
Yeah, because Lisa, you said it was good to have at least some kind of knowledge of the preferences and the likes of a person before you buy a gift for them. But you don't have to.
No, absolutely not. You don't. And I really find reading the descriptions on each group's because to be really interesting and actually a lot of fun because you think it's not things that you necessarily would think of when you would donate to a group and just write a check. You wouldn't necessarily think that, you know, you might get a pocket dictionary for two children for $13. It helps you come up with creative and different ideas. But I think when you start reading, you reading the list, you also can see a friend or a coworker in what you're reading and going, oh yeah, that's right, they're in a book club, they might like this.
Yeah, and what a neat surprise, I would think. You know,
yes.
What an unexpected surprise to think. Oh my gosh, you know, you cared enough for me to give this to this organization.
Right.
And
right.
A lot of our shoppers, I think, come because they have been gifted. You know, they received a gift. They thought it was such a wonderful idea that they show up at the market the next year.
It's a great way, like, to honor a grandparent by Meals on Wheels, mm-hmm. and that kind of thing. I mean, I just, you know, or with the Alzheimer's Association, having someone be a caregiver for an hour. You buy 2 hours of music therapy or an hour of someone, you know, sitting with them. And so it's not things you think of yourself, but the agency is saying, hey, this is what we do, and this is where we need your help. And it becomes – I actually find it fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you take ownership of that in some kind of really, really neat way. The books that go to the kids or the Meals on Wheels, and you think of, you know, a particular older person who will be the recipient of this. It becomes a very tangible thing, and it's not just, oh, I did good.
Right.
You know what you did.
Right. That's right. And we have so many preconceived notions about some agencies and about some folks who are in need. And one of the great educational parts of this is that you see what's being done not only in the price list but for the volunteers and the folks that are working there. And you say, well, that's not what I thought that was. Or look at how much they do to help people and to help people help themselves and to really be in a place that nobody else is and making a tremendous difference. And you alluded before to the we're so divided as a nation now, coming off a contentious political season, coming off of Florida State. You know, we are nothing but divided, and this is one of those things that flips it from an us them to an us. feel about it, and that is its own reward.
Yeah, and it, regardless of your political affiliation or faith or non-faith or anything else, this is a universal.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there are very few universals that I think we can all watch into.
I think it helps you become part of your community. Even if you're not a volunteer for one of these groups, you get to know your community a little bit better.
It can make us human again.
Yeah.
We have another caller on the line. We want to say hi to Mike. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, good to hear from you. How's everything?
Yeah, this is my last chance to do this, and so I grabbed it. I don't want to take up too much of your airtime. But I just wanted your listeners to know that I think you perform a great, great service to this community. Your relentless hard work and good heart is it's amazing to me. It's been a personal great pleasure of mine to be in Tallahassee, to have known you and been associated with WFSU. And wherever I go, I will tell people that the best thing about Tallahassee is Tom Flanagan. I just want to let you know how I felt.
Well, all I can say is that this program for many many, many segments, Mike, would not have made it as well on the air as it did without the incredible contribution of Mike Fleming. How are you doing today, by the way?
Well, I'm still recovering from my stroke slowly. It's really occurring slowly. But I am improving, and I plan to do nothing but rest and relax down in Miami once we get there. Leaving tomorrow, the movers are here today, getting stuff out of the house, and we'll leave tomorrow.
Well, Mike, you are always in my thoughts and prayers, and the same for the rest of the folks here at WFSU that you worked so hard to serve low those many years as not only a volunteer with the late lamented reading service, but also coming in and helping us out with perspectives. And all the best to you and Dottie. And again, we'll be thinking of you and praying for you, and you keep on keeping on, sir.
Thank you, Tom. My daughter's going to hook up our set down there so that we can get WFSU on the air down there.
Well, we'll be giving you a periodic shout-out, Mike.
Okay.
All the best, and happy holidays to you.
And, Tom, I want to second what he said. I don't know what we'd do without you spreading the word for all these wonderful things in Tallahassee. You are really an amazing resource.
Oh, Debbie, you're so sweet. But you guys give us something cool to talk about. No one wants to hear what I say. They want to hear what
you guys say. That's not true.
That's not true.
But again, for the benefit of folks who might be just tuning in, we are talking about the Alternative Christmas Market. If you are a regular shopper there, since it has been around for more than a quarter of a century here in Tallahassee, you know the drill, and that it's starting off with John Wesley United Methodist Church this Saturday from 9 to 4, and Sunday from 1 until 4. That's over on Old St. Augustine Road. And if you miss that when you have other plans, or maybe you get waylaid out at the market days at the fairgrounds and you can't escape from there, we'll be sure to hit up the Alternative Christmas Market at Christ Presbyterian Church on Bannerman Road next Friday evening from 6 until 9 and Saturday from 8 until 1 with just dozens and dozens of great things that are going to make you feel wonderful and also make the people who you are gifting feel wonderful, whether they receive that card or the little tangible that you're able to pick up or the folks who are on the receiving end of the actual donation, the benefit of what you are buying. As we go around the table for any final thoughts here, Lisa, so you're all ready to shop?
I'm ready. I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, and you're going to start, let's see, at Market Days and then go over and check out Debbie's thing, and then it'll be off to Danny's next week, right?
Next week. I haven't made it out to Danny's yet, but I'm going to do that this year. I'm going to make sure I go out. Can't pass up a good shopping opportunity.
Yeah, and remember, he's got breakfast there.
Breakfast, that's right.
On Saturday. Yeah, you can't miss that. No cocktails on Friday evening, though, huh, Danny?
No comment.
Danny Deeth, pastor of Christ Presbyterian Church, thanks so much. And Debbie Gibson from John Wesley, we will see you on Saturday, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you.
And thank you, folks, for listening in to Perspectives, which is produced by WFSU-FM in Tallahassee. Technical assistance by Taylor Cox, Lydell Rawls on the phones and emails. And I'm Tom Flanagan. Hope you can join us again next week for Perspectives. We're going to be breaking out the party hats and noisemakers in the run-up to Florida's quincentennial party, a party that's going to get underway right here in Tallahassee. It'll be more conversation, expert opinion, and, of course, your input right here on Perspectives.
Audio copies of Perspectives are available by calling 1-800-829-8809, extension 358. Log on to WFSU.org for online archives and podcast. Perspectives is a production of 88.9 WFSU-FM, Tallahassee.